Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is the first day of October 2020, and that means it's time for Mickey Fulp's major monthly market review. And Mickey, well, you know, what can you say about September? You know,
well, I'll tell you what I'm going to say about September. It's October a month early.
Yeah, well, September and October are the most dangerous months, and September.
I know October is. I didn't know that about September.
Oh, but, yes. Yeah, statistically, if something's going to hit the fan, it's going to happen in September or October. Usually October, but oftentimes in September. And look, March was another October this year. So here we are.
Well, there was extenuating circumstances there, Carrie.
Yeah, human stupidity. And on a massive scale, like never seen before on my short 63 years on the planet, Mickey.
Yep. So we were all markets down from August all-time records. Big tech, which was way overbought, is now sold off, and that's good. Going through the numbers, Dow 27,782 lost over 2% on the month, but it's still up 7.5% on the quarter. S&P 500 down 3.5%, remains a nice gain, 8.5% on the quarter. NASDAQ, which we told you had sold off, it actually got up to 12,000 in the month of August. It closed at 11,178 for a 5% loss, but still 11% on the quarter. And finally, the Russell 2000, 3.5% loss, closed at 1508, still up 4.5% on the quarter.
All right. And the Russell's like the only one that hasn't made a new high in the past few months, isn't it?
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Small business continues to struggle.
Absolutely. So let's go to our lesser markets. Only lesser from the standpoint they're not on the major indices.
Well, let's start with the VIX. The VIX was steadily lower for the first 3 weeks of the month. And then we had these big corrections last week, and it went up and closed at 26. That's still historically high. We looked, and the mean for the VIX since it was initiated is 17.3, and the median is about 19.4. So VIX volatility fear index remains historically high. TSX continues to underperform, closed at 16,121, down 2.5% on the month, up only 4% on the quarter. And tell you why this is happening. It's Canadian oil is not economic, and Trudeau continues with the border shutdown, which means no tourists are going to Canada. Meanwhile, the Toronto Venture Exchange, we told you last month it was looking overbought. It was range bound between 720 and 760. It pulled back last week and closed at 1707 for a 6% loss. And it is still up 14% on the quarter. So it's come roaring back from its intraday low of 330 back in March.
Yeah, and that was such an incredibly low point. It almost had nowhere to go but up. If it hadn't, we'd be in an even more interesting world now.
True, Carrie. And finally, the emerging market index lost 1.7%, closed at 1082, up almost 9% on the quarter, but it still remains negative year to date. The rebound, we would have to say, is due to Chinese economy starting up again with lots of stimulus.
Lots of stimulus and a cherry on top, and that probably goes for the entire world. But let's take a look at our money, and we'll start out with the dollar.
Well, it rallied this month to close at 93.85, up almost 2%, but it remains relatively weak, down 3.5% on the quarter. Euro, with the virus resurgence, whatever that amounts to, I can tell you that is happening in the eurozone, except for Sweden, which
why would that be?
Never locked down, Gary. Anyway, Euro closed at 117, down almost 2% on the month. 10-year Treasury lost 3 basis points to close at 0.69%. All I can say is Powell is a real nowhere man. And finally, Bitcoin closed at 10,717 for 8.5% loss on the month, still up 17% on the quarter. I went and talked to a CFA about my assets a couple of weeks ago, and he flat out told me that I needed some kleptos in my portfolio.
I looked fired at him
cross-eyed and said, our meeting is done.
You'll be sorry. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about him. You know that. Well, time will tell. Anyways, let's talk about our metals here, and not the most bang up month for them, that's for sure.
Well, we called it. We said that gold and the other precious metals had gone up too high, too fast. We called for a correction, and it came in last week. Gold closed the month at 1886. It had 11% correction off its all-time high of 2063 at one point, rallied a bit over the last couple of days. That's still a 4% loss on the month. Silver was devastated this month, or last week, actually. We always tell you about how it is more volatile on both the upside and downside. It closed at 23.25, down 17% on the month, but it's still up almost 28% on the quarter. Platinum remains weak, closed down over 4% at 8.86, still up 8% on the quarter. And palladium, which is an industrial metal, and industrial metals have been doing well, closed at 22.06. It was up 3.5% on the month, 18% on the quarter. Copper, which reached a high early last week of 310, sold off and lost 11 cents at one point, closed the month at $3 for a percent loss, but it's still up 10% on the quarter with strong fundamentals as the world starts to presumably recover from the panda pandemic.
All right. Otherwise known as the CCP virus, Chinese Communist Party. Take your pick.
Well, otherwise known as the Wuhan flu.
Yeah.
Otherwise known, as Trump would say, the corona, the China virus.
Yeah.
And if we had any semblance of politically correct diatribe on this show, we would call it COVID-19.
All right. You can take your pick. Whatever floats your boat. So let's take a look at energy. A lot of red here, huh?
Yeah, the oil closed down on the month, but there's more of a story. WTI closed at 40.22, down almost 5.5% on the month. That's because of virus fears that supply demand fundamentals are not going to be strong. OPEC, the Saudis are starting to flex their muscles, so that upset Brent a bit. And the fundamentals look pretty good in the U.S. Rigs have finally stabilized. Production came up over the month, got as low as 9.7 million barrels a day, closed the month at something well over, I think, 10.7 million barrels a day. Inventories are going down. Imports, get this, Kerry, U.S. imports over the last 3 weeks have averaged slightly less than 5 million barrels a day. That is a record low for 39 and a half years. Wow.
That's remarkable. Yeah, when you consider at one point we were importing 60% of our oil from overseas, and now look, less than a third. And those numbers aren't exactly indicative because we're also exporting energy. So the net balance, I'm not sure what it comes out to, but it's far less than that.
I would say it's about 3 million barrels a day to the negative. But when you take into account all of our other energy inputs, we really are energy independent. independent now, and that's good news, as long as the new green dealers don't get in. And look at Brent. We told you that arbitrage had gone down. It closed at $40.95, down 9% on the month, about 2% on the quarter. The WTI to Brent ratio is 1.02, and we have to go back quite a ways. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get to our ratio page. Henry Hub had a volatile month, had a big sell-off, then a big rally as the summer cooling season ends and before the winter heating season begins. It closed at 253, down a dime on the month, but it actually got down in less than $2 a couple of weeks ago. Ended up down 4% on the month, but it is still up 48% on the quarter, carry. And finally, uranium closed at $30. It is now down 17 weeks. And let me put it differently. It is flat to down 17 weeks in a row. It was down 3% on the month, 9% on the quarter. And Cigar Lake is supposed to restart today, which is not good for the uranium spot price.
Ah, interesting. Very interesting. And finally, our ratios.
Yep, we already mentioned the WTI, Brent to WTI arbitrage at 1.02. We've got to go all the way back to, looking down the board, I think it's been about 4 years, more than 4 years to get a ratio that low. We're looking at June of 2016. And let's look at the gold-silver ratio this month. Last month, it went below 70 for the first time in years. It bounced right back up with the gold correction and the silver sell-off close at 81.1. And the other ratio I'd like to say something about is the gold to WTI. Since we set those all-time records, double what it had ever been before in March and April, we are now range-bound for the last 5 months between 45 and 50 for that ratio. Those ratios are still five of the top seven all-time months.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's so much higher because when we started doing this back in 2011, it was 15.8. So pretty much it's more than tripled. And at one point it was even higher when they were giving away oil for free earlier in the year. But for it to have gone up that much and stay there, you know, it kind of reminds me of the platinum to gold ratio, where platinum just went on a skid and it's stayed there ever since.
Yep. And the platinum palladium ratio. Ratios are pretty anomalous right now, if not screwed up.
Yes, and that could be the headline of this episode. Ratios are screwed up, and I guess we'll see what they do next month. Anyways, that's it for now. Make sure you go take a look at Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com. Sign up for his free musings. Take a look at our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for our free newsletter. Mickey's Twitter feed is at mercenarygeo. Mine is at Carrie Lutz. And any questions or comments to Mickey or myself, we'd love to get your impression, what you think about the latest market gyrations. Email us kl@carrielutz.com. And Mickey, we will talk to you next month.
All right, Carrie, we will talk the day before the U.S. elections.
Wow. And that's pretty amazing. It's time waits for no man, right?
Exactly, Carrie.
All right, Mickey, be well.
You too.